So let's see if we can answer this machlokas. Okay, the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rid and the Ran, insofar as when it comes to eating after the Korban Pesach, right? So according to meaning again, when Shmuel gives his example, right? So in these three positions, the learning is a machlokas, right? Meaning it's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan's easy; he's going to hold across the board always everything, okay? But the question is, according to the Ramban, the Rid, and the Ran, they have three different ways of learning what Shmuel's foods that you were not allowed to eat are limited to. So in version one, let's take the Ramban. He says it's dvarim shechaviv, things that you like, that aren't necessarily, don't necessarily by themselves fill you up, but what you'll do is you'll eat a lot of them, and they'll fill up your stomach. Okay? Dvarim shechavivim. Right? He says... What? I agree it's not just the fact it's chavim. I keep saying that.
Yeah, wasn't that your...
Didn't
you flip
sides?
No, you could fill up on...
When you argue... I agree. Shehein chavivim aleinu v'anumal and kreson. So they're chavim, and therefore we fill up on them, right? Okay. 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 And then you have, what's it called? Then you have the Rid, who says it's... What can't you eat afterwards? Things you'd eat with pas. And then you have the Ran, who says it's referring to meat, right? And what was his reason? He says by meat, because what? He says, yeah, because of the tam. He says, lefishem mitoch shetam basar achar aviv, yishlach tam pesach. It's much more limited. All right. What's the machlokas? Okay, so set up this way, okay? Rav Yochanan, in other words, Shmuel's working through the context of dessert, right? Shmuel's going to say that this is the zman for dessert, and his shitas are going to whichever region you're going to hold, like, are going to funnel through that reality. But the main machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, what's that main machlokas? So when the Mishnah says imafti nachar pesach, so what does that mean? See, that's what you're missing. There's an overall machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Why don't we get that clear first? Let's use the Ramban and get that machlokas clear. Easy machlokas, right? What does the Gemara mean?
It's a machlokas for everyone with a machlokas, and they just learn it differently, or that's like each one.
I think each one has a little modification, but there's one overall concept of the machlokas.
Is there anyone who holds it's not a machlokas?
The Rashma holds it's not a machlokas.
According to the Ron, that.
No. You mean why? No, I don't know how to define the Rashma versus everyone else saying whether it's machlokas or not. I don't know. That's a different machlokas. I'm not so worried about that. What? Let's separate the Ron now. Let's just focus on the Rid and the Ramban, because I think they're one camp. Let's focus on those two. All right, the Ramban and the Rid. Okay, so let's take a step back. All right. That one. Yeah, there you go. Okay, good. So let me ask a question. So I'm not disagreeing with the end point. I'm just trying to show you from the Gemara how you get to that point. Okay. Okay. So as follows. Okay. So what's machlokas? What's machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan? So it's like this. In other words. We know that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Eimat Yonach HaPesach Afikoman. And let's learn Afikoman to mean dessert. Okay? Now, there's two ways you can understand what dessert means. What are the two ways you can understand what dessert means? There's Rav Yochanan's way and there's Shmuel's way. What would you say? It's very easy.
The thing that you...
Come on.
Food that you eat at a certain time or special kind of food.
Well, okay. Let's get to the first one. Food you eat at a certain time, meaning what? What does dessert indicate?
Whatever you eat after, it just happens to be at this time.
Okay, good. And therefore, what does that indicate? The meal is
over.
Good. Yeah. So one way is very simple. Dessert means the end of the meal.
Sure.
Oh, so what's Pesach replacing? The end of the meal, meaning, and therefore, can I eat anything afterwards? No. That's Rav Yochanan. Simple. But I'm using the Ramban. In Shmuel's way, he's saying no. It's referring to a what?
Type of food.
Okay, and how do we know that? Not just you're right, it's a type of food, but how do we know that? Let's use an example from modern day. No, I know, but let's use a modern day example. That's why the Ramban's pushing us with this idea of chavim. Like today, if you go to a nice restaurant, what's going to happen?
Bring a dessert menu.
Exactly. They bring out a dessert menu, meaning the food takes on a different identity. It's a dessert menu. Why don't you put it on the regular menu? Because it's dessert, meaning that's what it means by chavim. Now, of course, you're right at the end of the day, a guy can't be masbia. But I'm saying, but bringing it back to what the Gemara is saying, the machlokas is, how do we look at the idea of afikoma dessert? Do we say it simply means the end of the meal, so then I can't have anything afterwards? Or do we say, no, it means after this type, like you're saying, like this type of food. You see, dessert has a different type of quality of food. I'm not saying it's better or worse, it's different. It's a different part of the meal. That's what, see those concise words from Heimowitz nailed it. It's that time, right? Now you're right, then you can extrapolate all those things you guys are saying about, what do you call it, foods in our masbia. But that's why I think the Ramban says, kinuach and chaviven, he's saying that because when it comes to dessert, think about it. I mean, I don't think this has changed. You go to a good restaurant, right? You had a good main course. When they bring out the dessert menu, you look at certainly my kids, they look at the warm chocolate cake with ice cream. What, exactly, right? That's the reaction everyone always says. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to have that, right? Right. And also, and I'll tell you another reason why you have to say this, because this is the zman when the chashash of filling up is going to be a problem. Right now at the meal, I've had main course. Right now is the concern where the Korban Pesach comes in. You understand? I'm just trying to, that's why I'm trying to say, let's work it from within the Gemara.
So,
okay, so now what's the machlokas? Question. The great question is, it's a great question. How exactly do you draw the line? I have no idea. Listen, shut me quiet. There's a difference between saying the following. Let's just give an example. Let's say at my house, we bring out dessert. And there's two desserts I bring out. I bring out, what do you call it? I think this is
exactly,
right, the banana chocolate cake thing, right? Or a bowl of Mike and Ike's. That's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. The cake is something that you'll have a lot of pieces of and fill up on. You're not going to fill up on Mike and Ike's, right? That's what Rav Yochanan's talking about, Mike and Ike's. What about the rid? What does the rid hold? What is this idea of the of that which is eaten with pas? That's really easy. And see, also the rid's not precise. Like, what does that include? Spreads? Okay, what else? I don't know. It's hard to know. But what's he trying to point out? That's easy. Right, so therefore what? So you're saying... What?
Another meal.
What do you mean another meal?
That's normally how you start your meal.
Now, what's the basic law?
So, what's the basic law?
It's like starting another meal.
Well, not just starting. Right. No, in other words, this. In other words, what's the eating the Korban Pesach is supposed to represent what?
The end of your meal.
The end of your meal, right? So he's saying is that if I have things that I would eat with pas, what's that demonstrating? I'm extending the meal. I'm extending the meal. And that's ochre, the idea of the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. Right. So the Ron says, what's the problem here? The Ron says, I can't have meat at the Korban Pesach. So you guys are right about that. Obviously, the Ron is very nice insofar as really making this an issue of Korban Shmuel, issue of Korban. I mean, again, he has to retranslate the words in the Gemara. But anyway, but it's to really focus on the idea of the problem being specifically in the chafsa of meat. So, but what's he saying? What's the machlokas then? What's the machlokas in Shmuel and Rav Yochanan according to the Ron?
Why is it that when you're paid by task, it's considered that he's working on money or enough?
I think Ron is way himself.
I mean, it's Lashon. The Ron says, he says, very. Yeah, it goes, the issue is Tom. It's the problem is an issue of Tom, right? Meaning what? Meaning the question is like this. The question is, what's the problem with eating afterwards, right? There's two possibilities. Is the problem that I am replacing the Tom Korban Pesach or removing the Tom Korban Pesach? If it's replacing it, there's only one thing that can replace the Tom Korban Pesach. Meat. That's it. Or is it the problem of removing the Tom Pesach? Then anything I eat afterwards is taking away from the Tom Pesach. Is there some other flavor in my mouth other than meat if I'm eating something else?
Okay.
Right. There's one thing that doesn't do that. Water. So what's the next machlokas? Alright, so what's the next machlokas? New? So you had this, the riff / Ron versus Tosfos. Okay? What's the machlokas? The riff holds, and the Ron explains it. We don't have to read it inside. The riff, because so the riff says what? The riff, and the Ron expands on it, says basically, I can drink water afterwards, but nothing else. Okay? But Tosa says, right, okay. In other words, no, right, obviously I can have my third and fourth coast of wine, right? I can have water, but I can't drink anything else. Okay? Plus, I can't drink wine after my Arba Kosos. Let's put the fifth cup to the side for the time being. Tosa says, no. Tosa says, what do you mean? Tosa says, Achar Pesach, lo asar lekaman rak minei michla. Tosa says it only includes foods, right? Avamine mishasaya, afilu yayin lo matzin lesor. This actually has a very big practical issue today, because eating moshitas are machmer. When it comes to drinking, this is a big machlokas. Are you allowed to drink after the afikoman? So according to Tosos, yes. According to according to Ron, only water. What's the machlokas?
According to Tosos, you can just make.
But you're allowed to have aftertaste after, right?
I mean, in Svi's defense, there is some truth to that, because that's why the Gemara in Yuma says that when it comes to the iser of eating on Yom Kippur, eating obviously includes drinking, meaning anything that of nutrient. No, but the Gemara says Trinum is one. Right. But then again, I can't drink water either, technically. So it's not quite like what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Tzvi's saying that it's very nice. Tzvi's saying that, what's the riff saying? The riff is saying that when you say that I can't eat after the afikoman, right? So of course it's going to include every type of drink except for water. Because you're saying, what do you mean by eating a meat? I can't have anything that has nutritive value to it. That's what you're saying, right? Except for the two kosos. What?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the other quality that's unique to water, which we've seen this before? There's no tom. So maybe you can say that according to... What? In other words, since mayim is considered a tom neutral substance, so it can't do anything to the korban, to the tom korban. If I drink water, it's not affecting the tom korban in my mouth. No, that's what I'm saying. According to the
other side,
the other side says I can drink whatever I want to afterwards. No, the other side says I can drink whatever I want.
So one side said only water, one side said
right.
But the other side said nothing.
No, Tosos is everything. Drink whatever you want. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. But Svi, how would you answer Tosos then? Why does Tosos say I can drink whatever I want? Yeah, it's very hard to define this. Right. Well, it's obviously except wine. That's because of arbicosis, not because of...
Well, you're saying that.
Just give me 1 second. In other words, what you're saying is, so there must be something about the. I mean, I don't know. You don't have to say. Tosis is weird. Because usually we incorporate drinking into eating and say they're both the same. So I think what you're saying is that the nature of drinking isn't really set up in a way that it's. That you're going to eat more, right? In other words, it doesn't seem like it's built in to the concern, since the concern is related to the actual Achilles Korn Pesach that trying to protect from the Torah. Right. The only problem with that, though, is that Tosos isn't bothered by the fact. Now, again, we'll talk about today's time. The question is, can a guy use scope according to Tosos? Right. Right. But you understand the concept, though. In other words, In other words, that's the only thing that bothers you about what you're saying, because if ultimately isn't the problem of keeping the tom in your mouth, right? So let's say a guy had a minty tea, right? Isn't the minty tea? Wouldn't that be a problem of getting rid of tom? So the Gemara comes along and says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, aim after an achar matza afikoman." Okay. Now I ask you, what is this this prohibition of eating that matza must be? I can't eat anything after matza, right? Where does that come from, right? So what does the Rashbam say? Yes, I'm a bez. Aim after an achar matza afikoman shitzarech. Kufya test on the base?
Absolutely
not. No. Right. The world has been rotten.
It's on the
outside.
At the end of it.
What is that feel? Rashman's all the way in the bottom. Come on. Sorry. She had to eat matzah at the end of the meal. Why? Bikricha. Wow. What is he saying? To what? That's a wild. It's a wild shot. Well, yeah. The Rashbam holds that the reason why you eat matzah at the end of the Seder has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Well, I should say nothing. It doesn't have to do with the meat of the Korban Pesach. It has to do with the matzah that you ate with the Korban Pesach. Oh, so keep going. What?
You're saying that because they ate matzah with garbanzo pizza,
midoraisa,
then we're going to do matzah here?
Yeah. Zecher.
I don't get that.
Okay, so Zev's good. Zev, you see, there's some ingenuity by the Rashram because... In other words, I'm not defining it yet, but on the surface, because you know the other sheet is going to say that it's Zecher L'Korban Pesach. So Zev is saying, well, at least the matzah I have today is no different than the matzah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, right? So at least I'm saying it's connected to that object, right? Like the object I had that. Okay, but you're going to run into a different problem, as you'll soon see, okay? Oh, famous case is going to come up. The famous case, if I only have one kezias of matzah, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? No. Really? Interesting. You mean... All right, so I'll give you the case the Gemara is going to say, a better case. Let's say I have Shmur matzah and then I have matzah shira. Okay? What's matzah shira? Like, let's say like a chocolate matzah. Right, let's say chocolate matzah and I have a kezias of Shmur matzah. That's all I have. So what do? So do I koveya my suda on the matzah shira and then say my shmur matzah for afikoman?
Yes.
Then when would I make my alachil matzah? Okay, so keep going to Rashba.
I don't get it. If let's say the matzah was an appetizer to the garden back in the day,
why wasn't an appetizer? It was eaten with it. Sandwich. No, it's not a side dish. No. Okay. Can you correct him? If you have a hamburger,
what's...
No.
What's the icker? What are you eating?
You're eating a hamburger. You know what it's comprised of? Bun, burger, lettuce, and whatever else you want.
Right, it's not the bun.
Right.
Right, so you can say that the bun is a side to...
No one says it that way. It's eating with it.
Break it down, that's what it is.
No, because I'll tell you why. I'll prove it to you. If I have a hamburger and french fries, right, it doesn't say in the menu... burger, side dish, bun, fries. It doesn't say that. Burger, side dish, fries.
Also, you eat it in one bite.
Practically no one eats it like that, but
you
could.
You're right, you could, but I don't want to use the terminology side dish.
You wouldn't eat it
alone. A different terminology.
Well,
I don't know. Al matzah samar yuchlu. So the Rashi then says... That's very interesting too. So then the Rashi is saying the matzah you have at the end of the meal is the matzah shelchova, meaning is he suggesting that my d'oraisa matzah is supposed to be eating at the end of the meal? But one second. But, oh, okay, that's one problem. Forget that for a second. Forget that. But like, can a more conceptual question. Think about this, okay? Make that face. If you're telling me the matzah shochova is the end of the meal, right? So how's this exactly this is going to work? All right, so I make hamotzi a matzah, right? Okay. So now, when I eat that matzah, am I not, the first matzah I eat, isn't that my matzah shochiv? And how could the Rabbanan can't come along and take the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah and now say it's here, meaning it's only here? But then what's the matzah in the beginning? Because according to you, the moment I eat matzah, that's my matzah shochovo, which is my matzah achrona, and I can't eat anything afterwards. But that's not true. What kind of thing is this? Right. Well, keep going. It's at the Apikomen. We replace the Apikomen. So what did he just do? He doubled down. He doubled down because he's saying the matzah I have in the beginning is not my matzah shochova. It's not. That's why I don't make an alchilas matzah. Keep going. Kedamar chesuleil, gabi mar. Fine. So he's made it by Mara. So go on where he says the achar osa matzah. Okay. Shalol lishkach taima. Right. So now I can't have any matzah afterwards. So don't forget the taste of the matzah that was eaten with the korban pesach. Okay. Keep going. Uva matzah. Hadah. Because now today it certainly applies. We don't have a Korban Pesach, but even back then there's an idea like this. Why? Because you see, the Ibizman, the Ika Pesach, when they had the Korban Pesach, Chabah Hedjet's not Imaftir and Achar Pesach Afikomen, Vayna Achar Pesach umatza hanechalas imo, meaning that, and this is what you were kind of saying before. In other words, the chiyuv all along, or the iser, was always I can't eat after Pesach matzah. Mar, what? Fine. Don't ask why they ignore Mar. Okay, Pesach matzah, meaning the last things I eat are I finish my sandwich. I swallow. Okay. Right. I don't know. But anyway, hold on. But what would I do at the times of the Beis Hamikdash, according to this, no. I'd eat my Pesach, I'd eat my sandwich, right? And then, me Dorbanan, I can't eat anything after my Pesach or matzah. Because they go to. So now, what Zev is saying, the Rashi is saying, the simplest thing to say is very easy. It was always set up as an Issa Dorbanan, not defining, I'm saying it was always set up as an Issa Dorbanan on both Pesach and matzah. No Pesach, matzah continues. Okay? Right? That's what you're saying. There's no Chiddush here. I said, but you're saying there's no chiddush here,
yes.
Right? There's no chiddush. So I'm reviewing Rabbi Shmuel. Imak and Achmat Safi Koman. Okay, it's none. Right. Lo matzah bure. Right. Less bun. Less bun. Kamash one. So what? Remember this Havi Maskana? What's the Havi Maskana here? Factually, you would think that there's no reason for there's a Gemara. The Mishnah never mentions matzah. Why? Because of course I came after matzah. Because if I ate after matzah, what's going to happen to the Tom matzah? See ya, right? But by Pesach, maybe we'll say you don't have to mention it. Because what happens if I eat after Korban Pesach, right? Does the Tom go away? No. It takes a lot of work for the Tom to go away. So that's what you would think. Kamash Malan, no. Even though the Tom won't go away, if I eat afterwards, I still can't eat afterwards. Did you guys think about this yet? Okay, so you need to think about that. And then what else is left? Yeah, notice like this. The Mishnah says, Eimaftir and Achar Pesach Afikomen. The Brisa says, Eimaftir and Achar Matzah Afikomen. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Eimaftir and Achar Matzah? The Mishnah said Pesach. Where'd you get Matzah from? Oh, it says, I'll tell you why. The Mishnah never even had to mention Matzah. Why? Because of course, I can't eat after Matzah. Meaning, Korban Pesach time. Because they eat after Matzah, what's going to happen to the Tam Matzah? Goes away. But you wouldn't think that by Pesach, because when it comes to the Korban Pesach, right? It's a very strong Tam. Right? So even if I eat like an apple after Korban Pesach, it's not going to make the Tam go away. Kamash Mulan, I still can't eat after the Korban Pesach. Well,